Hello, it's the 23rd of September, 2019. Today we have the Ten of Swords and the Six of Wands and the Ace of Coins. How do you like me now? Stay humble, my friend. Interesting cards today for sure, from rock bottom to supreme success at the very least. There was not only light at the end of the tunnel, but it's so bright and beautiful, it's almost blinding. Congratulations. In the past is the gruesome Ten of Swords, also known as the Lord of Ruin. 10 long swords are stuck in a poor human's back as they lay face down under a black, cold, snowy sky, bleeding out all over the place. Morgan Greer deck. Sun in Gemini, suit of air, including Libra and Aquarius. The 10, mercifully, is the end of a cycle. It's over and done. This is truly a dark place, so dark that this card can actually mean murder straight up. Murder for hire or money. You know who you are. However, swords being of the suit of air and words being the results of air being blown through a shape of our pie hole can easily be as double-edged, painful, and stabbing as all those swords, if not worse. Haters gonna hate. In the past, a whole lot of BS may have been going on behind your back, as this is a card of being backstabbed, or you could be the backstabber yourself. Not just once, but many, many times. But that's definitely all over now. The worst is over, and you'll never be that low again. This is almost a fairy tale. In the center, we have the Lord of Victory, the proud Six of Wands, Jupiter, the lucky planet, in Leo of the suit of fire, which includes Sagittarius and Aries. Riding a white horse, a human holds a ribboned wreath high on a pole for all to admire. There is something to celebrate, which could be a promotion or an award of some kind, certainly public recognition. As for what people say, this character is high on his horse at present, so they can talk all they want. The Ace of Coins, Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, promises success in all earthly endeavors, and this looks like a new one. The oversized gold disc being handed to us by the divine sky hand of the tarot is potential wealth and abundance, so this is all very exciting. A proposal or offer of a dream job could be coming to you from someone very famous or well-known in their field. The dark black sky of the past card opens up to a beautiful blue sky over the present and future positions. There could be a very lucrative commission coming to you just when you desperately need it. There could be a successful conception after completing a series of in vitro treatments or a clean bill of health after any sort of series of treatments, especially involving needles. This can be successfully kicking a crippling addiction, and you are justifiably proud of yourself. This could be an offer of marriage, but I get a trophy vibe out of this spread. Someone wants to get physical, but I see no cups here, no emotion, only conquest. It's entirely possible this winner, having depleted his last victim, has his or her eye on another. Or at least their money. This, all things considered, is a pretty blessed spread. The worst is over, and you've turned a painful situation to your advantage somehow. Be proud.